Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it a rousing success?
It was. I don't think I set any records or anything, but I got through it.
I thought it was a fun crossword.
I loved it.
The theme was terrific.
Oh, it was great.
Why don't you start with that?
I am sure everyone who does the New York Times crossword can relate to the theme. And it revolved around the idea of how a new person doing the crossword feels about the crossword each day. And so there were five different clues, and they all started with newbie crossword solvers thought on a... And then it gave a day. So for Monday, it was 16 across, and the thought was, I've got this. Tuesday was 23 across, and it was, wish me luck. Wednesday ran the length of the puzzle, and the thought was, I'd like some hints. Thursday was 50 across, and the thought was, what in hell? And then Friday was 58 across, and the thought was Google time. So makes me chuckle just thinking about it.
Yeah. I to a certain extent, I'd like to know what they contemplated for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Like maybe Saturday, no way, no how.
Oh.
And maybe for Sunday, there are a lot of squares.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was very funny. It was by Ekua Iwol. And I sort of like it, you know, when they break the fourth wall, which is really what this is all about. Great theme. I thought the rest of the clues were good.
Yeah, and there were some interesting words. Like bane, 53 across, scourge, bane.
Yes. Thanks to a heart song written sometime in the last century, I know the word bane quite well.
Yes.
It was like driven into my memory by listening to a cassette tape approximately 3,000 times on a trip somewhere. It was the only cassette tape we had.
Another one that was a little bit of a stumper for me was 10 down, Lempira Spender was a Honduran.
Yes. So I'm assuming that Lempira is the currency of Honduras.
Must be, yeah. And a surprising one, 6 down. Department store chain that began as a corner grocery was Kohl's.
Right.
I could hardly believe that.
I had the K and assumed it was Kmart.
Oh.
Because it's like, really?
Kmart started as Kresge's, which was like a 5 and dime.
Oh, okay.
I knew that because we used to have a Kresge's in the town where I was growing up.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But then it became Kmart.
So Kohl's was a grocery store.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that.
Because they don't actually sell groceries,
no,
though, do they?
No, they don't. Okay. Not at all.
Hmm.
No, they sell about everything else, though.
Mm-hmm. Kohl's ran into 14 across, which was well worded, cellular blueprint. And I'm like... Okay, I was thinking of a cell phone or something,
okay.
But it turned out to be genome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, still in that same area of the crossword, 9 across, where many hands may be at work. The answer was ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was, I don't know, for some reason I was thinking of people like in a play or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But, and then 9 down. What did the blank say when it was riding on the back of a turtle? Whee! And the answer was snail.
Right. Pretty funny.
Yeah, that was definitely another one of those laugh out loud ones.
Uh-huh.
26 across. This shows up some more frequently than I'd like. 26 down. Baby foxes was kits.
Uh-huh. I knew it right away, because it has shown up several times.
Right.
But then I had trouble with 30 across, holder of tent sales. It turned out to be REI.
Yes.
And I'm like, who has tent sales? Let me think.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, fireworks people.
Yes, that's true.
Let's see. 12 down. A samosa veggie is a pea.
Right.
You had a samosa lately?
They're like appetizers at an Indian
Yeah,
restaurant.
I was saying, have you had one lately?
I haven't. We haven't
Oh.
eaten out, since COVID. We haven't really eaten out in real restaurants since COVID. So.
I didn't. We'll have to search the Northeast Wisconsin area for an Indian restaurant that is takeout.
I'm sure they have some.
Let's see, 37 down. Speaking of foods, this is all going to make me hungry. Chocolate confection that melts before you eat it was a lava cake. Have you ever
Yes,
had a lava
I
cake?
have.
Really?
Oh,
So it's
yes.
basically a cake with liquid chocolate inside?
Well, it's not pure chocolate. It's kind of a pudding-like chocolate, but it runs out. Yeah, it's a little thicker than just chocolate
Does
sauce.
it set up little fireworks? That's
No,
too bad.
but it just oozes out when you cut into it, so.
Oh, great. Now I'm hungry.
They're good. They're good.
Let's see. And 39 down. This was the one clue that I knew immediately. Like Thanos in the Marvel Universe,
Yeah.
evil.
Evil.
It's
I knew
like,
that one too.
yeah, finally they wrote a clue that I could answer without needing any crosses.
Yep.
13 across. Speaking of clues where I definitely needed the crosses, NYC Ave between Park and Third. I'm like, really? And the answer was Lex.
I think it might be short for Lexington.
Well, that's what I thought, but it's just like I didn't know Lexington either. I didn't even know there was a Park and a Third. And so one of those very provincial clues. It's just like, if you don't live around here, you're going to have to work to figure it
Right.
out.
That's
Of
right.
course, who knows where Ekuo lives? I mean, they could live anywhere in the world.
That's true.
I suppose they could also be in the International Space Station. I wonder if they've ever had anyone write a crossword on the International Space Station and then submit it.
I think they've got other things to work on up there.
I think that should be one of their projects. I like 40 across. Likewise, the answer was, so am I. I just sort of thought that was succinct and to the
I
points.
had so do I for a while, but did not work.
Yeah, but then, yeah, actually, the Grand Canyon viewpoint, that M of so am I, ran into 31 down Grand Canyon viewpoint, and I was thinking of Rhea. Isn't that like a small river or something? And so I thought it was going to be Rhea. And then I decided maybe it was going to be Rio, but that didn't. It's like, why would it be? Because I thought about the Rio Grande, which is, of course, a river, but it turned out to be Rim. And they had Rim, wasn't it just yesterday they had Rim as what the net was attached to? We're seeing. We're,
Yeah,
we're,
that's true.
we're, we're seeing a lot of rims in the crossword.
Well, two. So,
Two, right?
I thought it was kind of interesting. 57 across was mellow cheese, and I immediately put Edam. It was four letters, and I'm like, Edam, that's the cheese of the New York Times crossword.
Well, they also had 57 down barely manage without. And listeners, you should know whenever you see barely manage, and it's three letters, it's almost surely going to be eek.
I don't know what else it would be, but I was doing the acrosses, and I'm like, eat 'em.
But that K of eek ran into 61 across, actress Palmer of Nope, Kiki.
Kiki.
Did you know Kiki?
I've heard of Kiki Palmer, but I've never actually seen her.
Okay. How about to what is to me, of course, the equally obscure 65 across, actress Amy of Enchanted,
Oh, yes,
Adams.
Amy Adams. You know that movie of Enchanted. We saw that.
That still doesn't help.
It was part animation and part real life,
Yes.
and the princess comes from the animated part into the real
That
life,
was a brilliant
and then she
movie.
didn't want to go back. It was a musical. It was a Disney musical. It was good.
All right. Well, I think that is probably it for today then.
All right.
So, thanks everyone for listening. Remember, the Thursday crossword is going to be coming out shortly, and we are going to have a look at it and analyze it.
And we might actually say, what in hell? No, we won't.
No, we won't. We would say, what in heck? We're going to be polite about this, and we will hopefully solve it. But regardless, we will talk about it tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye.